Okay, today's daf is Shavuos daf Yud Zayin. We are holding on daf Tes Zayin on the base. We're all the way at the bottom of the page, two lines from the bottom at the two dots. The Gemara is about to raise four different questions relating to the Chiyuv Malkus for someone who's Tamei to stay in the Azara while he is Bituma. And all of the four questions that we relate, that we ask about this halacha of staying in the Azara Bituma are going to end in a Teku. We're going to leave all of them unresolved. That's going to be the first half of Amud Aleph. Then the Gemara is going to tell us that the Patur, when leaving Derech Ktsara, we had said in the Mishnah that if one becomes Tamei while he's in the Azara, and then he gets out of there in the shortest possible way, he goes the most direct path out, he is not going to be chayiv. But if he goes derech arucha, he is going to be chayiv. So the Gemara is going to just define derech ktsara, derech arucha as the path taken, not the amount of time taken. Meaning even if a person walks out very slowly, but he goes in the most direct way, or he runs out very quickly, but he goes in an indirect way, it's still going to count as derech ktsara and derech arucha respectively. And then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to discuss the issue of one who enters a Bayis HaMenuga or someone who enters the Beis HaMikdash Betuma in an unconventional way. A person walks in backwards, a person goes in Derech Alios, Derech Gagos, that may not be called a violation of entering, because only Bia in the normal way is considered to be entering, but someone who goes in an abnormal way may not be considered entering. Then at the very end of the Daf, and going into tomorrow's Daf, the Gemara is going to try to define the case where one would be chayiv two korbanos chatas for being boel anida when she becomes anida in the middle of the bia. Then middle of the bia, woman becomes anida. So the halacha is he's not supposed to just be porish miad, because there's hana'a in on his way out as well. So we're going to have a statement that he's chayiv two korbanos chatas. We're going to try to figure out what exactly is the circumstance that one is chayiv two korbanos chatas for being poresh in such a way. So let's begin. We are holding two lines from the bottom of the page on Daf Tes Zayin and Beis. Today's shiur is once again sponsored by Avishai and Elisheva Numa Lizuchus or Rafua Shalema for Chaim Naftali Ben Frimit Freida and for Sarah Freida Bas Chaya. They should both have a Rafua Shalema Besoch Shar Cholei Yisrael. So two lines from the bottom of the page by Rava. So we're going to have a series of four questions. The first two by Rava and the next two by Rav Ashi relating to this halacha of remaining in the Mikdash while one is Tamei. So by Rava, Tzarech Shehiyah L'Malkus, Oein Tzarech Shehiyah L'Malkus. If one remains in the Mikdash while Tamei, he's Chayiv Karban Alviyori. But if he doesn't be Mezid, he's Chayiv Malkus. In order to be Chayiv Malkus, is there also this requirement of staying there long enough for a Kedei Hishtachava'a, the amount of time that it would take to be Mishtachava? Or no, there's no amount of time. Just being there, b'mezid, that alone is enough, even without any period of time. Le karban gemiri shihia, le malchus lo gemiri shihia. Do we say that we only learnt this din of waiting there kedei ishtachava when it comes to the halacha of a karban olav yored, but to be chayiv malchus when you do it b'mezid, there is no such din of shihia? Odilma bifnim gemiri shihia, lo shna le karban, lo shna le malchus. Or maybe this is just a din about the azara, and it makes no difference whether you did it b'shogeg and the chiyuv is going to be a karban, or whether you did it b'mezid and the chiyuv is going to be malchus. The nature of this iser, it's not a din in the karban al v'yared, it's a din in the iser, that the iser of being b'azara b'tuma is an iser that comes with this requirement of shihia. So teku, the Gemara leaves that unresolved. So a couple of things over here. First of all, Tosos on Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, it's a misplaced Tosos in Dibur HaMaskel O'ein Tzarech, going on this issue. Do you need Shehiya in order to be Chayiv Malkus? Tos says Hacha Mashva Delakia Shehiya. Over here it sounds like you would get Malkus at the very least if you are Shoheh, meaning the whole suffix is, do you get Malkus even if you're not Shoheh? But you definitely would just for standing there. What that Shehiya is, what the Shir Shehiya is, but just on being Shoheh, you would get Malkus. Says Tosus, that's problematic, because Vikasha, Perek Basra Demakus Tanan, in the end of Maseches Malkus, we had a case. A guy is wearing wearing shatnis. Vamrlo, al tilbash, vuposhet, velovesh. They keep warning him, don't wear the shatnis. And he keeps taking it off, putting it back on, in violation of the asra, each and every time. Chayev al kolachas va'achas. He's chayev for each time he violates the asra and puts on the shatnis. He's chayev malkus. Vamra bibi begemara, lo poshet velovesh mamish, alamachas most the other base on koli shalom. And Rabbi says, no, you don't have to actually take off the beged each time. Even if you just remove your arm from the sleeve and put it back on, that's enough of a maisa for which you're chayiv malchus. Rav Ashi Yomar, afilu lo shah el kedei lifshot v'lilbosh. Mechad Ravivi lo mechayiv b'shiyah. Then Rav Ashi says, even just shihia, just leaving the beged on for a long enough time to have taken it off, even though you didn't make a move, you didn't do anything, you're still going to be chayiv malchus. Ooh, but Rav Bibi apparently held that only if you actually did a maisa, that shihia alone is not going to be chayiv. So why should it be different? Why, when it comes to the Yisr of Shatnis, according to Habibi, shihia alone, just staying there with the Yisr on you, is not going to be chayiv. Yet, by Tumas Migdash, it's going to be chayiv. So Tos has a number of approaches. First of all, Tos says, Yeshom der Habibi lo palagad Rav Ashi, eldolo nachas ashmin chidish al shia, el ashmin debach nasbez and koli chayiv af bishayin olovish kol amalbush. That maybe Rav Bibi would agree to Rav Ashi. Who says that it's a machlokas over there? It's just the Gemara is building up the level of chiddush. First, we thought that he has to take off the entire beged and put it back on. So Bibi says one level of chiddush, even if he just removes the sleeve. And then Rav Ashi says an additional level of chiddush, even if he just stays with the beged on for long enough to have removed it. And Rav Bibi would agree to that also. He just was building up. So that's one possibility, that everyone agrees shehiya is chayiv over there. Inami, says Tosos, another possibility. The issue is, are you chayiv for lavshein b'maisa? Staying with the beged on you is a lavshein b'maisa. Staying in the azara b'tuma is a lavshein b'maisa. So this is subject to that machlokas, whether lavshein b'maisa lokin alav or ain't lokin alav. So Bibi said, no, you don't get malchus. And our Gemara is assuming that you do get malchus even for a lav shein b'maisa. Third possible, which makes our sugya shalok halacha, right? Our sugya would be assuming that you get malchus for a lav shein b'maisa. Inami, a third possibility, says Tosos, Iri le'inyun iser malchus, v'lo le'inyun chiyuv. We're talking not about whether you're actually chayiv malchus, because of course you're not chayiv malchus for lav shein b'maisa. We're talking about whether you violated the iser malchus, but not a chiyuv malchus. You wouldn't actually get malchus. V'ravashi depalag aleihasa v'chashav shiyah k'maisa kiven d'tchilas halavisha al yidei maisa. What about Rav Ashi? Why does he think that just leaving it on is considered a maisa? Because he thinks, and you'd even be chayiv malchus, because he thinks that since initially when you put it on, that was a maisa, so it goes back to your initial action. So even though right now you're not doing anything, so it's ain't bo maisa at the moment, but it goes back to the fact that that it's still on you is because you put it on in the first place, and that's called yesh bo maisa.
And over here, even if you don't need Shia Kedei Hashtachava, you do need some level of Shia, at least enough time to go in and out.
Maybe the parallel to removing the garment and putting the garment back on in the case of Shatnes is getting out of the Azara or getting back in the Azara when it comes to the our case. But that wasn't our Shaila in the Gemara. That you for sure need. You for sure need the amount of time that it would take to get out of the Azara and back in. Our Shaila was, do you need Kedei Hishtachava'a, or do you not need Kedei Hishtachava'a? So that's an interesting idea that Tos suggests, that it all goes back to the original Maisa, that it could be that a person who's not doing anything right now, he's still going to get Malchus, because initially when he put it on, there was a Maisa. Tosos, the Maritz Chayis rather, points out that Rashi in Brachos and Daf Chav tells us that someone who's Lovesh Klayim and doesn't take it off, it's called Akira al Yedei Maisa. It's called that he's violating Los Seisha B'Torah al Yedei Maisa by not taking it off. Similar Svara. Why is that called al Yedei Maisa for wearing it? Maybe because he put it on originally. It involved a Maisa initially when he put it on. So the Maritz Chayis has a good time with this. He says, in all of Shas, how do we view that? Do we go back to the original Maisa and say, even though you're not doing anything now, it's called a Maisa? So he says, well, there's a Mishnah Melech and Nechus B'as Migdash that discusses Ba'arichus, if
initially you did the Isser b'maisa, that's called a maisa, or and therefore you'd get Malkus or not, and he gives some of the Maramakomos. The Rambam in the second paragraph of Hilchas Chagiga, Habarekom la'azara is pater, since it was even though it was al yedei maisa, meaning the idea of bia reikanis is what you is the isser is in what you're not doing, even though it's only done by coming in with a bia without an avoda to do, by coming into the azara without anything to do. But so even though you're doing it al yedei maisa, but since that's not the shame isser, the shame isser is the fact that you're not doing avoda. So that's called the lav she'en bo maisa. Or the Rambam in Hilchas Malachim, someone who lives in Mitzrayim doesn't get malchus because it's lav she'en bo maisa. What do you mean it's lav she'en bo maisa? You had to come into Mitzrayim. So the Mitzrayim, yeah, but the Isser is not coming into Mitzrayim, it's living in Mitzrayim, it's being there. So even though initially you did a maisa, you're not doing. Or the Rambam in Hilchas Chametz, if someone buys Chametz on Pesach, he gets malchus. Now, even though Yavad lo Mahani, it's not considered a kinyan, how can you get malchus? You didn't violate Al Meimer Drachmana, because the Torah didn't assur the Kniya, the Torah assured having Chametz. So it must be that you get Malkus because, yes, you're only having Chametz, but you did it Al Yedei a Maisa B'tchila. And that's apparently considered enough to have done it Al Yedei a Maisa Achila. Then the Maritz Chayes points out, just parenthetically, notice the Lashon of the Gemara. The Shaila the Gemara asked is, Gemiri Shehiya, how are we Gomer this Isser of Shehiya? Is it Gemiri, Aldum B'fnim, Gemiri Shehiya, Loshon al-Karm, Loshon al-Malkus? The Lashon of Gemiri, he says, is typically a Lashon of Halacha l'Moshe Misinai. And it's interesting that the Gemara raises a Safek, not just a Safek that we can't even resolve, about Halacha l'Moshe Misinai. So Maritz Chayes gives us the Maramakom, look in Chavis Yarasim Kuf Tzadi Beis, who asks from many places on the Shitas HaRambam that there's never a Safek about Halacha l'Moshe Misinai. Says you have to add this Gemara to the list. Here we have a suffix, not just a suffix that we can't even resolve about a Halacha l'Moshe Misinai. Makes that Rambam all the more difficult to understand. The Chavis Yair over there in Kuf Tzadi Beis has something like 30 or 40 examples of where we have sveikos about Halacha l'Moshe Misinai that seem to go against the Rambam. The Netziv in the Akdama to the Shiltos points out that very rarely do the questions of the Chavis Yair relate to cases where the Gemara says explicitly Halacha l'Moshe Misinai. Gemiri often means Halacha l'Moshe Misinai, maybe doesn't always mean Halacha l'Moshe Misinai. Gemiri just sometimes means we have a very long-standing tradition. It could be that we have a long-standing tradition in Torah Shebaal Peh that maybe was using one of the Midrash HaTorah and Drash Ben, but we just don't remember which one. We're just not sure. We don't necessarily know that it's Halacha l'Moshe Misinai. Okay, that was all Shaila number one. Shaila number two in the Gemara, second line from the top, Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, Boi Rava. Tala atzmo ba'avir azara mahu. What if a person, trapezes or something, he's not on the floor of the azara, somehow he hangs himself in the air of the azara. What's the halacha in that case? He's tamei, and he's staying in the azara more than a shir kadei shtachava, but he's not on the floor of the azara, he's in the airspace of the azara. Kigamiri shihia, shihia de basa shtachava, de la basa shtachava, lo gamiri. Al dilma bifnim, shihia gamiri, lo shon de basa shtachava, lo shon de la basa shtachava. What's the shaila? So the way our gemara, the way our girsa has the shaila is, do you need to be staying in the azara in a way that it's physically possible to do ishtachava'a? You can't do ishtachava'a if you're not on the floor. Ishtachava'a, we defined at the end of yesterday's daf, is pishut yadayim v'raglayim. That can only be done on the floor. So maybe if a person stays in the azara long enough to do ishtachava, but in a physical place that's impossible to do ishtachava, maybe he would not be chayiv in such an instance. So that's the shaila, the way our Gemara has it. Tosus points out that there is another girsa in our Gemara that has a much more relevant understanding of the shaila. Says Tosus, Tala atzma ba'avir azara ma'u is svarim degarsi, avir azara ka azara dami olo, that some have the girsa, how do we view the Avir Azara? Is that called that you're in the Azara? It's very Nogei Halacha L'maisa. People want to take helicopter tours over the Harabayas to be able to see what's going on in the Harabayas. So, okay, you're not going to go in the Harabayas, you're Tameh, you're not going to, a person is a Zav, he's not going to enter the Harabayas, a person is a Tameh Mace, he's not going to enter the Azara, Betumas Mace, so in a Chinami, but maybe if I go in a helicopter, I'm allowed to do it. So is that called, is Avir Azara considered the Azara? The way Tos says the Girsa, that's the Shaila. Vikasha, he says, the Parakal Apsulin, Amar Tami Shichnis Yadol Lefnim, Chayiv, the Bia B'miksa Shema Bia, O Parakal Apsulin, Nami Amar, V'yamar Bia B'miksa Shema Bia, Heichim Al Yadi B'vahonos, Mashmer Davinami Niskadesh. The Gemara talks about explicitly in Masech HaZvachim, sticking your hand into the Azara, or a Mitzora, sticking his Bahonos, his thumb, his big thumb, and his big toe, and his ear, into the Azara to get the matan dam that he needs on the Bahonos Yad of Raglav. So that apparently, that's not on the floor. It's not like he's putting his hand on the floor and sliding it in. It's obviously in the airspace. So it's a little bit above the floor level. So isn't that assuming that the Avir Azara is also Niskadesh? So it's difficult to understand how that could be a suffix, in the Gemara Tulsa says. It's L'chora Vadai that the Avir Azara has the din of the Azara. Va'od Ilav Kazara Dami. And then Tos says another logical raya. If the Avir Azara is not the Azara, Kishem Molech Dam Ve'Varim L'Mizbeach, you possibly Yotze. Every time a person brings Dam or Ve'Varim from the Makom HaShechita to the Mizbeach, so it should be possibly Yotze. Why? Because the blood, the Ve'Varim, let's say the animal's on the floor, by the Beis HaTabachim, so it's on the floor, and then you pick it up to be molech into the Mizbeach. Ooh, the second you pick it up on the floor, pick it up off the floor, it's not in the Azara, it's in the Avir Azara right now. And now when you put it back down on the Mizbeach, you bring it back to the Azara, but it's too late. You already became possible Yotzei. The only way to be molech would have to be to drag it on the floor, and that's ridiculous. You don't have to drag it on the floor. So obviously the Avir Azara has the status of the Azara. One Lechara could have distinguished, right? He could have distinguished and said, when you're picking it up, you're on the floor of the Azara. So that's all considered connected, meaning you're not floating in the air, as opposed to the Avir Azara, where you're mamish, there's nothing that's connected to the ground. It reminds me a little bit about the discussion about Birchas HaGomel. Rav Moshe has a tshuva where Rav Moshe says if a person goes in an airplane, they're chayiv to bench Gomel because any time you're in, he says, even if you don't go over a desert or an ocean, because any time you're 30,000 feet in the air, and but for that kli that's holding you up, you would die, because if not for the airplane, you would plummet to your death, 30,000 feet. So Rav Moshe says that's by definition considered a place of sakana. So Rabbi Bleich didn't like that, and he asks in one of his books, he says, then every time you go in a Ferris wheel, you should be chayiv to bench Gomel, because but for that kli that's holding you up in the air. So it's not such a kasha, because or a skyscraper, yeah, that's attached to the ground. That's part of the ground. That's a hemshech of the ground. Not an airplane is not attached to the ground. So it's one could have answered Tosas kasha that is different. Although the other case of sticking your hands in, that's mamish the airspace. You stick your hands in the Azara. That's not attached to the ground of the Azara. So that Lechor is a better raya, the raya that Tos has from the Gemara. So therefore Tos says Vinir ki girsas from the Garsi ki gemir shihia hecha debar ishtach avahu, that the whole issue is not with the Avir Azara. Of course the Avir Azara has the status of the Azara. Now the Rambam has the girsa the way Tos quotes that the Shaila is about the Avir Azara. The Rambam in the 11th paragraph of Hilchos Shkagos discusses this suffix about whether the Avir Azara is Kazara and you violate the Isra of Bias Tamei L'Migdash, or maybe the Avir Azara is not the Azara and you're not Chayiv, and we leave it as a Teku. So the Rambam says that the Hadavar suffix, that we leave it as a suffix. So you'd have to be Machmir mi suffix. But Tosus thinks that there's no suffix, that you have to be Machmir b'Toras Vadai, that of course it's considered to be the Azara. So when it comes to going in an airplane, they try to figure out, is there any other heter? Or going in a helicopter or something, is there any other heter? Maybe the floor of the vehicle can be mafsik between, and that somehow creates a separation. Where the Avir Azara, yeah, is only, but if it's straight Avir, but if there's something being mafsik between you and the ground of the Azara, so maybe that would be enough. So that gets into the discussion that of Oel Zaruk. You know, they discuss this when it comes to Tumah, flying over a dead body, flying over a cemetery if it's a Kohen. So is the floor mafsik? So it gets into the discussion. Oel Zaruk lav shmei Ohel, and a moving Ohel is not called an Ohel, so maybe that's not going to be able to be mafsik because it's in the Oel Zaruk. The Chazanish writes that it could be that even if you hold Oel Zaruk shmo Ohel, it's still usher to fly in a plane over Makom HaMikdash because the plane itself is Makabal Tuma, and therefore it's not Chotzeitz B'fnei HaTuma. So since the plane itself is Makabal Tuma, can't be Chotzeitz B'fnei HaTuma. That's also a discussion. Do we assume that which is not Chotzeitz B'fnei HaTuma is also not Mevias HaTuma? I mean, if a person's going in a plane and there's a dead body on the plane, but you're not right above the dead body, right? So the Oel Zaruk is not Chotzeitz B'fnei HaTuma. So the whole plane is no Oel Zaruk. Can the Oel Zaruk be Mevias HaTuma? Can the Kohen who's flying in the plane with the dead body in the plane become Tameh? So Rav Shechter and Rav Willick thought that yes, that even though it's not Chotz B'fnei HaTuma, it is Mevias HaTuma, and then you have to be Machmir. Other poskim I spoke to thought not that way. They thought if it's not a novel, it's not a novel. If it's not Chotz B'fnei HaTuma Mela, it's not Mevi as HaTuma either. So they thought that, so some poskim thought that it should be Mutter, even if there's a Kohen on the plane, because the floor of the passenger cabin is an Oel Zaruk, and the top of the plane is an Oel Zaruk, right? So if the floor of the passenger cabin is mafsik b'fnei atumah, is chotzitz b'fnei atumah, so that's it, the tumah doesn't hit you. And if it's not chotzitz b'fnei atumah, so because it's not an Oel, well then the ceiling of the plane is not going to be mevias atumah to the other passengers in the plane either, because it's an Oel Zaruk. Rav Shechter Rabbi Willick thought, no, we go l'chumra in both directions, based on Tosas and Erev and Daf Lamed Aleph. I didn't know what the source was. Someone just emailed me this week that it's based on, they asked Rav Shechter, it's Tosas Nerev and Daf Lamed Aleph, that it's not Chotzeitz B'fnei HaTuma, so the Tuma can go through the floor, but it is Mevias HaTuma. It's still going to be Mevias HaTuma to the other people. Okay, so that's the issue number two. Now says Gemara issue number three. Bai Ravashi, Timei Atzmo B'mezid Mahu. What if a person was Metame himself B'mezid? Now what's the din in terms of his shihia in the Azara? Ba'ones k'miri shihia, b'mezid lo k'miri shihia. This din of shihia is only someone who became tamei ba'ones, and now he's just staying there on purpose. So that's where we have such a din. Adim lo b'fnim k'miri shihia, lo shna ba'ones lo shem mezid. Or maybe this is just a din in b'fnim, and it doesn't make a difference whether you became tamei ba'ones, you became tamei b'mezid. Take with the Gemara leaves that unresolved as well. Tosus points out over here, tzarech lomer d'b'shar shetimei atzmo, lo yada shayi b'mikdash. It has to be that when you were metame yourself on purpose, you didn't realize that you were in the Mikdash, because if you knew that you were in the Mikdash and you were metame yourself, you would never be chayiv a karban, because that would not be called shav miyadiyaso. It has to be something that had the guy realized what was going on, he would not have done this. But if he knew exactly what he was doing, so you can't say had he realized what was going on, he wouldn't have done it. He did realize what was going on, and he did it anyway. So it has to be that he didn't realize that he was in the Mikdash. So we leave that as a teiku as well. And then fourth and final shaila, by Ravashi, Nazir bekever, by Shiel Malkus, o enot sarich. A Nazir bekever, does he require Shehia to be Chayiv Malkus or not? So Rashi explains, a Nazir becomes Tamei Ba'ones while he's in a Beis HaKvaros. What's he doing in a Beis HaKvaros? How do you become Tamei Ba'ones while in a Beis HaKvaros? So Rashi develops the case. He enters the Beis HaKvaros B'shida Teva Migdal, that he goes in a box of some sort that blocks the Tumah. So good, so now he's not going to be Tamei. And a friend, practical joke, decides to go and remove the box from him while he's already in. He wasn't planning on that. He didn't know the friend was going to do that. He didn't think it was very funny. But the friend did that. And now he's Tamei Ba'ones while he's in the Beis HaKvaros. So that's a question. Do you need Shehia waiting there for a long enough time in order to be Chayv Malkus or not? Do we bifnim gemir shehia b'chutz lo gemir shehia? Adam l'bonus gemir shehia lo sham bifnim lo sham b'chutz. Is this din of shehia about being bifnim and not being bechutz, and by the Beis HaKvaros he's not bifnim, it's a totally separate isser, it's an isser of a nazir Beis HaKvaros, it's not an isser of being in the Azara Betuma, or is it all a din of onus, and it doesn't make a difference where you are, whether the isser is the Tameh person being in the Mikdash, or whether the isser is the nazir being in the Beis HaKvaros. And Lechara, I don't know why it's nazir, Lechara could be a Kohen as well in Beis HaKvaros, Lechara should be the same thing. So, the Gemara leaves that unresolved as well. So that shaila is also unresolved. Tosav here raises the question that a Nazir that the Gemara discusses in Masechus Nazir, that a Nazir is already in contact with a dead body and then he touches another dead body, so is not Chayiv because he's already Mechulul Va'omed. So the Gemara over there asks from a Mishnah, someone is Tameh, and they tell him Al Tameh, he's Chayiv in each and every Tumah. So Gemara says Kan B'Chiburin, Kan B'Shelo B'Chiburin, that it all depends on whether he is still in contact with the original mace or not. When he's still in contact with the original mace, there's no additional tumma and no additional malchus for coming in contact with another mace. But if he's no longer in contact with the original mace, then he's going to be chayiv. That's what the Gemara says over there. So Tosos raises the kasha. That calls man that the tuma is munach al ksefo, someone who touches tame is tame tuma zayin, he's not going to be chayiv because it's bechiburin unless he was poresh min arishon. Tos says vim kain hacha amay yilka al shia calls man shlo pirish. Why over here would he get malchus? By staying in the cemetery, he hasn't been poresh. He's still b'chiburin. So he shouldn't be chayiv separate malchus for staying in the cemetery. So Tos says, when we say that you're potter, when he contacts another mace, that's only if he didn't even have time to get rid of the first mace. But if he had time to get rid of the first mace, then he's going to be chayiv. That would throw a big monkey wrench into the heter of Rav Goren for Kohanim to touch dead bodies in medical school, to do anatomy in medical school. Rav Goren's heter was that the Kohen can touch a cheref areu kechol. He could touch a pocket knife or something that once came in contact with the mace, because cheref areu kechol has a din of navi avos hatuma, and calls man that he's touching the cheref areu kechol. There's no additional iser of touching another mace. So aside from the fact that there are other problems with that, but l'chore this would be an additional problem with it, that as long as he had enough time to have gotten rid of the cheref areu kechol, then there would be an iser of touching an additional mace. So that if you say like this, Svar of Tosus, that would be another problem with that unusual heter that Rav Goren had. Okay, Bolo Barucha Chayiv B'Ktzara Pater. We then said, okay, a person is Tameh, how does he get out? If he gets out he takes a circuitous route to get out of the Azara, he's going to be Chayiv. But if he gets out on the shortest possible route, he makes the shortest possible line to get out of there, then he's going to be Pater. So Amarav Ktzara Sham Rafilu Ekev B'Tzad Godel. Even if he takes his sweet time, but he goes out the shortest route, then he's going to be Pater. Vafilu Kalayam Kulav. Even if he walks one foot in front of the other and it takes him all day. So Bayu Rava, Shehios Maushe Itzdarfu. What if he takes small pauses? No single Shehia is a Kadeish Tachava'a, but he takes small pauses that altogether would equal the Kadeish Tachava'a. So Retif Shalem Yedidei. Well, didn't he just answer that question? He says that the guy could take all day to get out and he's still going to be Pater. Obviously, that's with Shehios. That would add up to a Kadeish Tachava'a. So it says, no, Hasam B'Delo Shaha. There are no Shehios. He takes all day, he's just moving like a turtle, but he's moving extremely slowly, but he's moving the entire time. The Shaila is, what if he stops moving for very tiny amounts of time? What about on the flip side? What if he takes the circuitous route out, but he runs so fast that he gets out as quickly as someone walking normally in the Derech Ketzara? Shir Gemiri? Is it the amount of time that it takes to go out B'Derech Ketzara plus a Kadeish Tachava? V'chibalo Ba'arucha Shir Ketzara Pater? And therefore, if he took the long way out, but he did it so quickly that it was only the Shir Ketzara, he'd be Pater? Odilma Dafka Gemiri Ba'arucha Chayiv B'Ketzara Pater? Or maybe it's Dafka, that only Ba'arucha is Chayiv B'Ketzara, he's going to be Pater. Amaleilo Nitna Arucha Dachos Etzlov. You're not allowed to take the long way out. Period. If that's the case, then that if you take the long way out, no matter how fast you go, you're going to be chayiv. How do you ever have a case where a tamei person does avoda in the azara and is chayiv misa bidei shemayim? What the Gemara means to say is that if a person is chayiv kares, you're not going to be chayiv misa bidei shemayim. You're only going to get the more severe of the two onshim. Kares is more severe than misa bidei shemayim. So just by being there betumah you're chayiv kares. How could we ever have a case where doing avoda there betumah you're chayiv misa bidei shemayim? No, if you did avoda there, by definition, you stayed there longer than you were welcome to stay there, and mele you're chayiv kares and not misa bidei shemayim. If you didn't stay there, hech yavad avoda, then how is it possible that you did avoda? So meaning if you didn't stay there, that's why you're not chayiv kares, well then obviously you didn't do avoda either. If you did stay there long enough for a kedei yishtachava, bar karesu, then you're chayiv kares, so forget about the misa b'dei shemayim. Says Mar, iam bishlam shiuro gemiri. Well, if you can say everything is measured based on time, that we assess, where is this guy right now? How long would it take an average person to go out in the shortest possible way? So an average person go out in the shortest possible way, let's say it would be 10 seconds. So this guy's going to run. So he can make it out in 5 seconds and still have 4 seconds left to do an avoda. So he's not going to be in violation of the shihiyah of waiting there long enough to be chayiv kares, but he will be chayiv misa b'nei shemayim for doing an avoda in the azara. So if that's the case, you ran out through the shortest possible way, and you still have time left over to do avoda. But if it's all about whether you took the derech ktsara, you took the derech arucha, hechi mishkachasla. Obviously, if you stopped to do the avoda, you didn't take the derech ktsara, so mele, you chayiv kares for the shihia, and you're not going to be chayiv kares, you're not going to be chayiv misa b'dei shemayim for the avoda. So before the Gemara's answer, one of the achronim in the back, the Cheshek Shlomo, says, I have an answer. Avoda betuma, is that a din of azara? Or it's a din of avoda. He says, "Hadav tzarchid, my kushya, dilma ma'iri bibama b'shas heter abamos." Maybe we're talking about we're not in the azara at all, so there is no chiv kares of shihia betuma. You're doing avoda on a bama during shas heter abamos. There's no mechitza whatsoever. But betuma, but still nisr to be over avoda betuma. It's a mission at the end of zvachim. Hazman va'noser v'tamei shavin bazel bazeh. That's true on a bama the same way it is on the mizbeach. So he says, "V'ulai disfir leila shas da afta asalavud betuma gam bebama mikol makom misaleka." He says it could be that the Gemara is working with the assumption that, of course, you're not allowed to be ovid betuma even on a bama, but maybe there's no chiv misa b'dei shemayim for that. Maybe the chiv misa b'dei shemayim is reserved for someone who's in the azara. So maybe that's the Gemara's assumption. Okay, so let's say that's the Gemara's assumption. So again, the Gemara is asking the question that if the point is that any time you go derech harucha, you're going to be chayiv kares, how could you ever have a case where a person's chayiv misa b'dei shemayim for doing avoda? By definition, if he did avoda, he was going derech harucha. So it says Maram Rabbi Makusha, Mishkach Zalkon Sheba B'Ktsara, V'Hafach B'Tzinora. Maybe he was going derech tzara, and as he was walking, he had a pitchfork that he was able to flip over one of the Evarim that was on the Mizbeach to get it to burn more quickly. So that's an avoda that he did on his way out. Didn't take him out of his path at all. Ukid Ravuna, Dam Ravuna Zar Shavach B'Tzvinara Chayiv Misa. And we're assuming, like Ravuna, who says that that's called an avoda. How do I know it's called an avoda? Ravuna says that if a non-Kohen were to do it, he'd be Chayiv Misa. A Zar who does the avoda is Chayiv Misa. Gufa, Amar Rav Huna, Zar Shavach B'Tzinora Chayiv Misa. Once we mention that, so let's discuss. A Zar, a non-Kohen, who Shavach B'Tzinora, takes a pitchfork and flips over one of the Evarim on the Mizbeach, is Chayiv Misa. Hechidami, Ida lo hafakla lo ma'achli pshita. If it would not have otherwise been consumed on the Mizbeach, then of course he's Chayiv Misa. Of course it's called an Avoda. Why wouldn't that be called an Avoda? You need Rav Huna to tell me. They Chayiv is such a thing. Vida lo hafakbu nami mi'achli. And if it would would have gotten consumed anyway, even had he not been hofech. Well, then my kavod, why in the world would that be called an avodah? He contributed nothing. So says Malo Tzricha, Dilo Avachu Machli Betarti Shei, that had he not done what he did, it would have gotten consumed, but it would have taken 2 hours. Vahashta Machli B'chada Shaita. But now that he flipped it over, it could get burnt in 1 hour. So Vahakamashman, the Kol Kruve Avoda Avodahi. And that's the Chiddush, that anything that's Kruve Avoda, anything that is that brings the avoda closer, that makes the avoda happen more quickly, that also is going to be chayiv. Okay, that also is going to be considered an avoda for which a zar is chayiv misa if he does it. Amra Boshaya, new issue. But you know the Ema Milsa umustafina mechevraya. He says, you know, I wanted to say a chiddush. I was afraid of the reaction in the base medrash to my chiddush. And the Gemara is going to explain what his chiddush was and why he was afraid of the reaction. Hanichlas labayis hamenuga derech achorav vafilu kulo chutz michot motahar. He says, I wanted to suggest that if a person enters a bayis hamenuga backwards, he walks in backwards. A bayis hamenuga is a house that has tzaras. It's one of those things that may never have happened. That's what the Gemara says in Masechta Sanhedrin, that Ben Sora Mora and Nir Nidachas and bayis hamenuga is the least famous of the three examples, I think, of things that may never have happened. So the halacha is, when one enters a bayis hamenuga, he becomes tameh. So he wants to suggest that maybe when one enters a bayis hamenuga, but he goes in walking backwards, maybe he's not going to be tameh, provided that his entire body has not entered. His nose is still sticking out of the bayis hamenuga, even though rubo kakulo normally, he's not considered to be tameh. He's going to be tar. Why? Tichsiv v'haba al habayis. Derech bia asra Torah. It's only if you go in the normal way. But umustafina mechevraya ihachi kulonami. He says, I was afraid what my chaverim would say, because then they would say, take that to its logical conclusion. Why does your nose have to be sticking out? Even if you walk in backwards and your whole body is inside, you should be tahar. So amarava kula logara mikelim shabayis tuchsiv lo yitame kol asher babayis. No, if his whole body is inside, then of course he's tamei, because that's logara from kelim that are in the bayis. Meaning there is a separate tumah for just being in the house, for the state of being. There's a tumah that's apparent. Apparently, that you can become tummy from bayis hamenuga from the act of going into the bayis, and then there's a tumma that comes from being in the bayis. If his entire body has gone in backwards, so he may not have gone into the bayis because it was shelo kederech, but he is currently in the bayis, so therefore he's still going to be tummy. I thought this was a nafkamina. There's a discussion why, you know, the Mishnah tells us that. Kala pasuk hazeh l'shiurin emra, the pasuk of Eretz Chita Sa'ora, right, that whole pasuk tells us different shiurim. So what's the shiur of Chita, that someone who stays in a bayis hamenuga, the amount of time that it takes to eat achilas pas chitin mesav v'ochel b'liftan, is gonna, even his begadim are gonna become tamei. Meaning the halacha is in Mishnah Nagayim, it emerges from the psukim that a person goes into a bayis hamenuga wearing his clothing, so he's tamei right away. But his clothing is only going to become tamei once it's there long enough. So there's a discussion in the Achronim, why the difference? Why is it that his clothing is only going to become tamei once it's there for a longer period of time? So one of the Achronim suggests that with the tumah, as soon as you walk in, the tumah has to attack something. So the tumah attacks the person. It's so busy attacking the person, it doesn't attack the clothing till a later time. Which is a strange svara. It's not really like a tumah attacks or whatever. It can't be chal on the clothing and the guy at the same time. One of the achronim says such a svara. So I thought that the l'chora l'shitaso, if you have this case where you go in backwards and the nose is still out, so the tumah is not attacking the person at all, so then the clothing should become tamei miyad. Meaning it's not a din that the pashtos just stam that the clothing is batal to the person. The begadim shalav is gzeres hakasav or something. No, not a din in that. It's a din in what the tumah could attack first. So the chora then to the clothing should become tamei miyad if you say like this. Okay, tanya na miyachi gagin alalum. We have a brisa that supports this idea that going in an unconventional way is not called going in. Gagin alalu, the roofs on top of the Yerushalayim, ein ochlin sham kachi kachim, I mean on top of the Azara, ein ochlin sham kachi kachim, you can't eat kachi kachim there, and ein shochlim sham kachim kalim, and you can't shecht kachim kalim there. V'tami shenichnas derech gagin lehechal, pater, shem ravel mikdash lo tavo, derech bia, asra Torah, a tami person who goes in, derech gagin is going to be pater, because the Torah asks only when you go in, derech bia, when you go in the normal fashion, and that's not called going in the normal fashion. Zui mitzvah she'ein chayevin alea b'mikdash. So the phrase Zui mitzvah sasei coming in the middle of a Mishnah makes it sound like we were referring to something else. So it says more hechi kai the kamar zuhi. What were we talking about before that we said zuhi? So hasam kai. We were going on a Mishnah in Maseches Horios that talks about the following: a beis din that makes a mistaken psak. When are they chayev a parhelim davar shel tzibur? So ein chayev na lasei v'alo sasei shebemikdash. They're not chayev for us for a certain asei and losa sasei in the mikdash. Ve'in meviin hashem tali al asei v'alo sasei shebemikdash. You also don't bring an hashem tali for a certain asei and losa sasei shebemikdash. Aval chayev na lasei v'alo sasei shebenida. But the beis din that gives a mistaken psak about a certain asei v'alo sasei shebenida would be chayev the karban. Umeviin hashem tali al asei v'alo sasei shebenida. An individual would have to bring an hashem tali about a certain asei v'alos asei shebenida. The ka'amar, what are we talking about? What is the asei v'alos asei shebenida that a beis din would not have to bring a karban, and the asei v'alos asei shebenida that they would? So that's what we're saying. Zui mitzvah asei shebenida she'in chayevin aleha. That we're talking about shihiya b'migdash b'tuma is the asei that beis din would not be chayev. Ve'ezi mitzvah shebenida she'chayevin aleha. And what's the mitzvah shebenida that they would be chayev? A guy was having beer with his wife when she was tahora. And she said to him in the middle, "Nitmesi, I just became tamei," and he doesn't think. He reacts, "Upirish miyad." He just right away is porish from her. So chayiv neshi itziaso. I know it could be aso. That's a mistaken psak to leave right to go out right away, because if he goes out pekishoyever, so there's hanaas bia on the way out, and therefore he's going to be chayiv for that. Okay, Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Itman.